Movies with Mother. I'm here as always with me, wonderful Mother. How do you do, Mother?
How do you do, everybody?
The film we went to see was Chronicle. It was a found footage style film, a bit like Blair Witch Project. Everything's done through video cameras, but shaky cameras. So you've seen it from the character's point of view. And it's based around three teenagers in America who discover something and weird and wonderful things start happening to them with consequences. It gives a brief run through of the three characters. Who are they and what do they do?
Two of the boys are cousins. One's very quiet and his father's not very nice to him, so he's sort of like under the thumb and unhappy lad. His mother's ill, dying. The other lad's free and easy and one of the lads.
Andrew and Matt.
And then the other one is called Stephen, isn't it?
See, he's memorable, isn't he? He's got this charisma.
Yeah. And they're out at a party, aren't they? And then they go out in the grounds or somewhere, that the other two.
Not Andrew, he's busy not enjoying himself.
And they find a hole in the ground, don't they?
A hole in the ground.
Well, not a great big hole, is it? It's a hole, very deep hole.
Leading down into to who knows
ground,
what.
Yeah.
We can't possibly
it looked like
tell you.
Silver and gold and all sorts at first. I thought, ooh, it's all sparkly stuff.
I knew we were going to say, Matt, look at this!
Holy. They get magic powers, telekinesis. They can move things with the power of their mind.
But it's all nice and gentle fun at first, isn't it? They're just exploring and finding out what's happening, what they can do. Like you say, moving things by the mind. And then eventually they're up flying, which is really like a Superman. They're loving it and they're keeping it to themselves. They have a bit of a good time with it. But then...
problems. I told you about this, we can't give away films.
No.
Problems happen. Mm. It's very character driven. It's about the three lads and they're...
And Andrew is very focused on chronicling everything. So everything he's involved in his life and everything is on camera.
All the ups and the many downs.
I didn't like very much. I like a nice, slick, well-made film.
Like your Mission Impossible.
Are we rolling? I'm going to get the gun. Pull it right out of his mouth.
Why are we running?
I got this.
Fly! What you looking at, girl? Stay in school.
It's like a muscle. We are getting stronger.
Watch this.
So it's sort of like third rate, I thought.
Well, it's low
budget. Some people, you're very low budget. But near in the end, and what they could do absolutely was superpowers, wasn't it? But gone wrong.
Was there anything you liked? So you liked the superpowers?
Yeah, that was about it. God, there wasn't really that much content in it, I don't think.
Do you think any of the characters were well written?
No.
What didn't you like about the film? Now we can go.
Like I just mentioned before, the slickness of it, there wasn't any. The camera.
The viewpoint, you didn't...
No, I didn't like that.
It is a bit shaky, isn't it? It can be disorientating.
Yes. I mean, if you're up for that, and probably a lot of people wouldn't mind, would enjoy that as being different, but I like things a little bit more, A1 class, star class. Not third rate.
I don't have high hopes for that. It could do the business of dirt good things about it. We score out of 10 on Movies with Mother. What are you going to give Chronicle?
3.
3 out of 10. You heard it. Movies with Mother. My mother has given Chronicle 3 out of 10. Stay away. Stay away. You could do better.
Although there was a lot of people there and a few people were laughing. It wasn't that much funny, was it? But there's a little few laughs out and no, not for me.
Not your cup of tea. Hopefully we'll come back with a film that you do like next time.
Hopefully.
On Movies with Mother. Thank you very much for joining us. I shall see you next time, Mother.
Yeah.
Say bye.
Bye, everybody.
Is this guy's problem?
Why did you do that?
Was it an accident, Andrew?
Andrew?
I'm worried about Andrew.